Hi, I'm Gail. Join me as I talk just a little bit about my trials and tribulations towards weight loss. That four-letter word, weight loss. No, that four-letter word, diet. And I'm talking about any weight loss. Like, I'd be happy if I lost 10 pounds. That'd be great. 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 40. I don't care. I'm not fussy about my weight loss goals. I just want to be smaller. Like tiny. Hell yeah, tiny. Okay, that's probably not going to happen. But just smaller then. Start a podcast, they said. Lose weight, they said. Okay, that didn't really happen. I just made that up. So I've decided to start this podcast because I took a podcasting making workshop. It was really fun. And it's all a rage. So, you know, I'm all about the rage. Yo, oh my, no. I have no idea why I'm doing this. Yes, I do. I'm doing this because, I don't know. There's got to be some sort of hilarity in losing weight. So, or trying to lose weight, or why people can't lose weight. I'm going to try to find some parts of that humor with these podcasts as I continue to forever lose weight. I'm so forever. I've been trying to lose weight. Why can't I do it? What are the obstacles? Let's talk about them. Who wants to join me? Yo, I gotta stop saying yo. No more yos in this podcast. Yo, oh, did it again. Anyway, let's chat. Join me. So when I get up in the morning, I'm totally like, I'm gonna do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to lose the weight. That's today's the day. I'm going to start off great. I'm going to stick to my plan. Ah. And then, you know, I'd say mid-afternoon or definitely evening supper time. I'm like, you know, it's like the cartoon. I've seen it on Facebook, this Dory. I know it's Dory, not Dora. I always say Dora. My kids are like, no, Mom, it's not Dora. Anyway, it's from Finding Nemo, you know. Ellen DeGeneres plays the voice. It's a very, very fantastic character. So Dory has short-term memory loss. So she can't remember anything that happens, you know, a few moments ago. So I feel like I'm kind of like that fish where I'm like, oh, I'm going to start a diet. Yeah, I'm going to stay fit. I'm going to get active. I'm going to walk today. I'm going to stick to my plan. I'm going to... And then, you know, I see a donut. I'm like, oh, donut. I'm going to have a diet. I'm going to stick to a plan. Oh, donut. Yeah, it's a tough one. You know, it seems that in the morning when you wake up, you know, you're supposed to plant a seed, start the day, reflect. I can do all that. It's so, so easy in the morning. You have coffee to look forward to. You're not really hungry in the morning. No one eats breakfast in the morning. Come on. Seriously, we're too busy. And then at noon, you're like, well, a little bit hungry, but I'm going to stick to my diet. I'm going to have my salad. Yeah, look how good I am. It's so good. And then, you know, I don't know, supper time. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but your mind's playing tricks on you. Like, no. I'll start tomorrow. Maybe it's because it's so close to the next day. By the evening time, because it's so close to the next day, you're like, I'll start tomorrow. I'll just have one last night. One last night of eating. That's all I need. I just need like one good night of like snacking and, you know, getting in. Oh, I got to have that bag of chips, that one last bag of chips. And then tomorrow I'll start tomorrow. So you've defeated yourself already. Like, I've defeated myself already. I'm like, tomorrow's going to be the day, tomorrow. So why is that? What is that crazy sensation of, I'm, you know, getting up in the morning? And I've talked to other people. They say the same thing. They're like, I'm going to start tomorrow. I'm going to start today. Yeah. I'm going to start. Yeah, I get up in the morning. I'm like, totally. Yeah, no problem. And then mid-afternoon, evening, supper time, it's just, you can't, for some reason, you just can't fight that urge to have that donut. I don't like donuts. I don't eat donuts. I just like using that as a metaphor to eating junk food. You know, grabbing that other portion, drinking that glass of wine, those three beer. I'm a beer drinker. You know, you're like, oh, the kids are going to the store to get a can of pop. I don't need a can of pop. I don't, Mom, do you want anything at the store? Okay, yeah. I'll have a bag of chips and some ice cream and a can of pop. That'd be great. Thanks, guys. See ya. Okay, here's some money. Oh, yeah, they have no money. That's right. I'm going to dish out some money for them so they can go to the store and get themselves a treat, not me, themselves. And then, wait a minute, what about my diet that I'm started today, that I'm all gung-ho about, that I'm, you know, making a podcast about? Oh, wait, that's okay. I'll start tomorrow. Maybe it's because tomorrow is always going to come. And so we think, okay, I didn't achieve it today, but I'll start tomorrow. So if we always think, ooh, philosophy, if we always think, geez, yes, I can just start tomorrow, then tomorrow philosophically is going to come. But really, tomorrow never really comes. Ooh, that's really deep. Okay, I'm wrapping up this podcast. Join me next time as I struggle some more with weight loss. You get to hear about all the hilarious stuff that happens as the week goes on. Struggle's real, you know. I'll be talking a little bit about how awesome I'm doing. No, that's not what's going to happen. I'm going to be talking about all the excuses I came up with through the week of why I didn't lose any weight again. I can't wait for you to hear how many excuses I can find. It is hilarious. It's hilarious. Weight loss is hilarious. We're going to end this with Let It Bounce, because that's what my belly does every day. Let it bounce. If you're listening to this podcast, you may lose time, but you will not lose weight.